Welcome to Agayutat, the show with helpful hints for living well. My name is Diane McGachran, and I'm with Esther Green. And today our show is about emotions and self-awareness. And we're going to begin by, maybe Esther, you had explained to me one time about how you saw sometimes gussocks kind of separate emotions out and thoughts out, but that in the Yupik way, it's not like that. Can you say something about that to start us off?
The way I understand it, I don't know, listeners can disagree with me or they can agree with me. But this is how I think about it. In my culture, it's the mind that steers us. And I have all those fears, scare.
Different emotions.
Happy, sad, angry. I have all those up here in my mind. It all, for them to go well in our culture, the way we live, we have to know how to handle them.
Yes, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today is what is our attitude and our mind toward emotions, strong emotions. It can be strong, pleasant emotions or strong, hard emotions. And we're going to talk about how important it is to understand your emotions and have a really strong self-awareness. And can you speak a little bit about how important it is to have that awareness of what's happening inside you when it comes to emotions?
With the emotions, you know, I don't know how to separate.
I can see now, even us talking about it like this is a little bit hard, right? Because we're pulling out one part of our humanness, emotions, and trying to look at it like under a microscope.
Yeah.
But I think in the Yupik way, it's not pulled apart like that, right?
No.
So,
because it's all in us. Everything is, all those things when I mentioned our emotions, they're all connected to us.
Yes.
To up in our thinking cap.
You know, that's a good way to put it because it reminds me that whatever emotions we have, they belong to us. They're connected to our whole system, even our bodies. Our body reacts to our emotions too. And so does our thoughts. And so, if we try to step back from our emotions and try to control them, or I don't want to say control, I think it's more like accepting your emotions. They just are the way they are. And then I think where the mind comes in is how does your mind stay in balance with those emotions?
It's knowing how to handle what emotion or that way of thinking, angry feeling come. It's that I ask myself, how do I handle that? What do I do? I decide with my mind.
Exactly. So let's take that emotion of anger and everybody's been through that. Something happens. Somebody says something or somebody does something, and you can feel that very hard anger. And you can feel it in your body. Either your stomach gets tight or your breathing changes, but your body is also feeling the anger. At that moment, what you do with your mind is super important.
Super important for me to do is I go to the person who I trust deeply, and I talk it out.
Yeah, instead of acting it out. Right. One way I think of it, too, is let's say anger was like a bonfire inside you, and it's burning really hard. And your thoughts, if you're not careful, your thoughts can be like kindling and wood that you keep feeding that burn. And you keep, you go, well, that person is like this and like that. And every time you're thinking like that, you're feeding that fire of anger, if to think about it like that. What do you think of that kind of idea that our emotions, because normally really strong emotions, they only last at the really high pitch of them, if you just let them be, they don't last very long. They will start to calm down. But sometimes what we do with our mind is that when the emotion starts to calm down, we start to feed it to get it back up again. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever, what do you think of that?
Oh.
And you could say it in Yuktan if you wanted to, too. So, not sure what you said, I'll say a, but I'll say a couple of things, and then we'll kind of keep going on this idea of how we live with our emotions. So one thing that's really good when you have awareness of your emotions, you have to let them be, and they come and they go. And it's always going to be like that. You're never going to be permanently happy. You're never going to be permanently angry. So one thing you had said to me once is that if you push to be happy when you're not, it'll be like a pretend life. And I think that goes to like how we try really hard to be genuine people with all the things that go with being a genuine person, which is a full emotional life. Okay, good. I say good as if I understood every word. Okay, so, and one thing about like an attitude to have toward emotions is one of curiosity. Just be curious about who you are as a human being and how your emotions feel to you. What triggers your emotions? What causes you to be happy? What helps you feel joy and peace? What also kind of gets you angry or feeling sad? And to be able to have those feelings, just let them come and go in a natural way. Mm-hmm. And that seems more like a balanced way of living with all of that.
To know yourself, to be aware of yourself, how you think and what you do and what kind of person you are. It's always the best to know. Mm-hmm. Be aware of yourself and know what kind of message you want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
You can be doing things and working and everything just beyond the move. But at the same time, you can think how you should do that, how you should. Only when I'm a little kid, my parents or our parents could take us and stay still and think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the adult age, you just, because you're blend with it,
mm-hmm.
you just keep thinking how to be or how to do it. The most important thing is to be aware of yourself, to know yourself.
Well, that's, and isn't emotions part of that? Knowing yourself?
I can't separate your emotions and how you feel and what you do off your brain because it's all up there.
Yes.
And those things come to you and you just don't say, okay, now this is happening. Like, for example, somebody's name calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't go in the corner and just sit down and think about it. In whatever I do, move my awareness is right there. And that tells me how I should handle it.
Mm-hmm. I think we are talking about one way that
how we feel?
No, I mean, well, I mean, I think we're, what you're saying is, it is true. Everything is integrated. Mm-hmm. Everything is interacting. It's all one.
Mm-hmm. But emotion, in your the way you see it, emotion is here.
Okay, I understand that. And what I'm saying is, no, emotion and thoughts, our mind, everything is all one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only talking about emotions just to kind of put a spotlight on it. Even though it's all part of one thing, I'm putting a spotlight on it the way sometimes we might put a spotlight on the thoughts or a spotlight on our attitude or a spotlight on our emotions. I'm not trying to like pull them out and put them over here. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, yes, they're all in there. And how can we understand that part of the whole picture? Just that piece right there. Mm-hmm. How do we understand that? And how do emotions work in our mind and with our thoughts? So it's not separate. It is all together, but mm-hmm. I'm just spotlighting it.
Our senses.
Yeah.
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 We can, whatever it is, we can sense it.
Yeah.
In our senses.
Like, you know the difference between feeling angry and happy. Like, mm-hmm. you feel it, and your body feels different when you're one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're talking about, is just understanding that and being aware of how actually, it is how our whole system is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these feelings that go on, but they're attached to our body. They're attached to our senses. The emotions are attached to our brain mm-hmm. and our minds and thoughts.
Chakasurach mean very easily to get upset.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
I think.
Yeah, but what if somebody doesn't have that awareness that of the way all of this works mm-hmm. together? So what we're trying to maybe offer to people are some ideas of if you...
And they could understand it, misunderstand it.
Yeah, they could.
They could misunderstand it.
Yeah.
Because we don't have understanding of that thing alone.
No.
Oh, you know, it'll be better to ask people,
mm-hmm.
Especially big people, how do they interpret emotions besides so many other things.
Right.
That I can put in one and put them up in my head.
I know. Yes, that would help us.
Because when I was growing up, no one taught me only of emotions. I was taught me as a whole.
Yes.
And all these things are within me.
So I think this is really kind of fun because you're kind of teaching me something that I didn't really think about until right now. I'm sitting here listening and I'm understanding a little deeper about, I think I was pulling emotions out of us and putting it over there and looking at it as if it were something to study. And you don't do that. You see it as one whole picture.
Yeah, holistic.
Yeah, and I'm...
In me.
Yeah, and I'm exploring it as if it's a separate topic. And that's... And I'm really glad you're saying what you're saying because I think it's closer to... It's the more natural way of being human is the
because
way
giving me mixed feelings or confusion.
may I say frustration?
Frustration and confusion.
Yeah. Well, that would be my fault. So. Those are your emotions.
So that's why I said we should ask other people.
Yeah.
You ask other people, other big people.
Sure. Right. Now, but what if somebody says, oh, no, I just walk around with this really awful feeling all the time and I feel maybe they're angry about something or they feel really depressed or unhappy and they're just talking about all of that hard emotion that they have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have like some ways to help people with that? Like what should they do when they get off balance where the emotion becomes too much? It's not part of a balanced whole anymore.
You know, one person has to be the searcher. Search. You know, all of the good things there within us. And we don't know a lot of times we have them because of depression, blah, blah, blah. Unless unless I understand me, how I think, what do I do, what do I say, with all that, it has to start from me, because nobody won't give them to me in a gift box.
No. No.
Nobody will give them to me in the gift box. And I will always be that negative person looking for happiness, looking for...
Oh, something outside of you.
Yeah.
When it's all actually already in you.
Yes.
In one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens then, do we sometimes get off our balance? We get so that we focus too much on our thoughts, or we focus too much on our emotion, and we're not really balanced in a whole system. Does that make sense? Do you think people get like that sometimes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We have to ask somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions. When we go in the healing journey,
mm-hmm.
we talk about other things. And when we come close to, when we're getting close to be ourselves, when we keep finding out this and that, we deal with it with our emotions. We cry, we hurt, because we just discovered it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not discovered, but it's there. It just come out naturally.
I know. See, you're saying it in such a great way, because it's not like discovering, because it's already there.
Yeah.
And discovery is when you find something out there that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's inside you, it already belongs in there. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're helping me think about this, because I think awareness is part of that protection. I think being patient with your emotions, patience is part of the protection. I think that accepting your emotions as part of the whole of who you are,
mm-hmm.
not pulling an emotion out and saying, okay, I always just want to be happy and I don't want any other feeling but happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Life doesn't quite work like that. So I think accepting emotions that come and go, and just accepting them and not fighting them so hard, not judging them, not using your thoughts to feed those hard emotions and growing them.
Mm-hmm.
These are all ways to protect your balance in life, mm-hmm. and to help you keep getting more and more balanced, so that you can have hard feelings come up, be patient, be aware, accept that they're part of your whole being, and they'll move along.
Yeah.
And then you may have really good feelings and they come up, accept that they're part of your whole being.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to hang on to them. Let them come and go, because that's who you are. And that's how life can kind of stay balanced, where it's all, like you're saying, it's all happening all at the same time, mm-hmm. all together.
We're here to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe somebody listening to us talk, they're probably yelling at their radio, it's like this. No, wait. So, yeah.
But asking.
Yeah.
The elders who are still on the earth to get some understanding.
So if I asked you, how do you keep your balance in life? How do you balance emotion, thought, mind? How do you do that?
I don't want to be on each side, or I don't want to take sides.
With any of your emotions, you mean? Yeah, okay.
Just let them be. That's what they're here for me to feel them and for my own guts to decide.
Yeah.
Nobody can do that for me.
That's true.
Yep. I have to decide myself because I have little tiny, tiny bit of awareness with me, in me. My awareness will help me. And awareness that get more power in me that are given to me are from other elders.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other elders, when I have a question, I ask elders.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that's really fun. I mean, that's cool that you're still doing that.
Yeah.
You're an elder, but you also consult with elders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I cannot say I know everything. No. Mm-mm.
Right.
There's so many other things to learn that I don't know.
Mm. That's true.
Only my awareness tells me that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's been a good conversation. And it's more, unlike our other shows, this is more of like you and I having a going back and forth to try to understand something. And thank you very much for being patient with me, because I think we finally came together at the end.
Yeah. So I thank you for your being patient with me.
Oh.
Because I get lost in our conversation.
We got on the same trail. Mm. We're together now.
All right.
So that's going to be our show, Igayutut, and thank you for listening. And we will have another show next month. Thank you for listening to Igayutut, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.